我们已经查考了提摩太前书好几个月，我们现在来到第五章，我们要从第三读到第十六节。
We have been in the study of the book of 1 Timothy for a fair number of weeks now. Today we will be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 3 to verse 16.
让我先把它读一遍。
Let us first read through this passage.
提摩太前书第五章第三节，要尊敬那真为寡妇的，寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是仰赖神，昼夜不住地祈求祷告。但那好宴乐的寡妇，正活着的时候也是死的。这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。寡妇既在册上，必须年纪到六十岁，从来只有一个做一个丈夫的妻子，又有行善的名声，就如养育儿女、接待远人、洗圣徒的脚、救济遭难的人，借力行各样的善事。至于年轻的寡妇，就可以辞她，因为她们情欲发动、违背基督的时候，就想要嫁人。她们被定罪，是因废弃了当初所许的愿，并且她们又习惯懒惰、哀家闲游，不但懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人把柄，辱骂的把柄。因为已经有转去随从撒旦的信主的妇女，若家中有寡妇，自己就当救济他们，不可累着教会，好使教会能救济那真无依靠的寡妇。
1 Timothy 5 chapter verse 3. Honor widows who are truly widows, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow, left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband, and having a reputation for good works. If she has brought up children, she has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work. But refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after Satan, and if any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows.
我们每一个主日来到教会都是要听神的话。
Each Lord's Day, as we come to church, we want to hear God's word.
那么我们也就从这个提摩太前书，我们一章一章的讲解主的话。
And as we're going through the book of First Timothy, we are doing so chapter by chapter.
同时，不但是一章一章，我们同时一段一段、一节一节的讲解。
Not only chapter by chapter, we're also going through it verse by verse.
我们今天就来到第五章。
And this has brought us to chapter 5.
第五章呢，就在神在圣经里面要我们告诉我们要怎么样的来照顾教会中的寡妇。
And in chapter 5, it tells us how we might care for widows in the local church.
其实整本圣经都告诉我们必须要照顾孤儿跟寡妇。
In fact, the entire Bible tells us that we need to be looking after orphans and widows.
那么在旧约出埃及记，他说不可苦待寡妇和孤儿。
We see this in Exodus, where it says, "You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child."
那么除以赛亚书一章十七节也是说，要学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
In Isaiah chapter 1, it tells us, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause."
而且呢，如果那些人向寄居的孤儿跟寡妇屈枉正直的呢，必要受咒诅。这个是出埃及记第二十七章十九节。
In Deuteronomy 27:19, it says, "Cursed be anyone who perverts the justice due to the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow."
所以圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，这个神是在他圣所里面做孤儿的寡妇，是孤儿的寡的父，是做寡妇的伸冤者。
Psalm 68 tells us.God is the father of the fatherless and the protector of widows is God in his holy habitation.
诗篇146篇也说，耶和华保护寄居的，扶持孤儿和寡妇，却使恶人的道路弯曲。
In Psalm 146 verse 9, the Lord watches over the sojourners, he upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
所以在历史里面我们看到很多教会基督徒建立孤儿院，建立老人院，建立学校跟这个医院。
In the history of the church, we see that many churches have built orphanages, have built old folks' homes and schools and places to care for widows.
就是要帮助那些有需要的人。
And this is to help those who are in need.
那么今天呢，我们也是看到这段经文，就是告诉我们要怎么样来照顾我们当中的有寡妇的。
And in the same way, today's passage tells us to care, or how we might care for widows.
所以第一点我们看到的是教会必须要照顾真正的寡妇。
The first point we see is that the church needs to support widows.
那么我们看第三节，他说要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
In verse 3, it tells us honor widows who are truly widows.
那么这里尊敬这个字是什么意思呢？
What does the word honor mean?
这里是包括尊重、照顾、支持或者向他们施恩。
The word honor spans the spectrum of to show respect, to care, to support, or to treat graciously.
甚至呢，这个字呢，如果仔细的研究的话呢，这个字在这个词在这个用法里面呢，包括在经济上面帮助他们。
And if you look at this word, it also encompasses financial needs.
让我们打开一处圣经来看这段。圣经提到这个尊敬的时候呢，是包括金钱上面的支持。
And we'll see in the next verse that the Bible tells us, in fact, that it is financial support that we should be providing.
让我们来看马太福音第十五章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 15.
请大家打开马太福音十五章。
Please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15.
这段是大家非常熟悉的经文。
And this is a passage that we are all very familiar with.
马太福音第十五章，我们要从第一节读到第九节。
Matthew chapter 15 will be reading from verse 1.
那么这段圣经是讲到这个法利赛人来问耶稣，说他吃饭的时候为什么不洗手？你看第四节，第三节，耶稣回答说：你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命呢？神说当孝敬父母，又说。咒骂父母的必致死他。你们倒说，无论任何人对父母说，我所当奉养给你的，已经做了贡献，就可以不孝敬父母。这就是说，你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
Over here, the Pharisees and the scribes have come to Jesus and basically have asked him, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Why don't they wash their hands when they eat? In verse 4,Jesus says, For God commanded, honor your father and mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God.
所以这里讲到，你看到他讲到说要尊敬，那个尊敬包括说他必须要供养，要给，要用金钱上面支持他的父母。
And so as we see here, the use of the word honor in reference to honoring your mother and father includes the act of providing for.
因为当时候的法利赛人说，有些人跟他的父母讲，我要给你的供养的钱，我已经做了奉献给了神了，没有钱给你了。啊，神主耶稣说这个是错的，这个叫做假冒为善。你应该给钱你的父母，那是你应该给的，你应该给奉献，不能够把奉献的，把给父母的钱拿来做奉献就算了。你应该奉献给神是应该奉献给神，你应该奉献给你的父，要供养你的父母，你一定要供养你的父母。
Now Jesus was addressing a problem at that time where people would say that instead of giving their father or mother whatever monies they needed, they were saying that these monies had been offered up to God or the church, and therefore they weren't able to give it to their parents. However, these two are separate issues. They were clearly told to give to their fathers and mothers, and then they also had to give to the church.
所以主耶稣用孝敬父母或者尊敬父母这个字呢，来形容把钱给父母。
And so Jesus used this word honor as a description of money that was given to parents.
所以我们必须要尊敬父母，但是尊敬的意思包括必须要给他们钱供养他们。
So yes, indeed, we should honor and respect our parents, and as part of that word honor, we should be feeding them and we should be taking care of them.
不是多少的问题。
It is not the question of how much.
这个是我们每个人，圣经里面说这个是每个人必须做的事情。
But it is something, as the Bible says, we all must be doing.
所以既然是神的旨意，我就要告诉你们，你们，请问你们每一个在座的弟兄姐妹，你有没有把钱供养你的父母？不是多少，你必须这样做。
And so, the question is, are we, as we sit here, obeying that? And are we giving to our parents?
所以我们要问自己，第一件事情我们要问自己是，你有没有供养你的父母？
So the question we need to ask ourselves is, are we honoring and providing for our parents?
另外 一件事情，我们看这一节圣经，他说，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Now the other thing we notice in verse 3 is that it says honor widows who are truly widows.
什么叫做真为寡妇？
What does that mean, truly widows?
寡妇就是寡妇嘛。
Aren't widows just widows?
你没有半死的寡妇，或者是丈夫一半死了，一半还没有死的寡妇，对吗？
Or are they widows because their husbands are half alive and half dead, they're half widows?
寡妇就是丈夫已经死了的，在这边真为寡妇是什么意思呢？
Widows refer to women whose husbands have passed away. So what does Paul mean when he says truly widows?
如果你看第四节，你大概也看得出来了。
Well, when you look at verse 4, you can more or less make it out.
他说寡妇如果有儿女有孙女可以养育的，他这边指的寡妇是真正的寡妇，就是说这个寡妇这两个字呢，其实可以被形容成有另外一些意思呢，是包括被剥夺、被抢劫，或者失去依靠，或者孤立无助。意思说，他们真的是没有人能够帮助他们，他们的丈夫保护他们的人，给他供养的人已经不见了，被神借去了。他没有依靠的人，就是真正有需要的人。
In verse 4 it says, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness. What he's referring to here, or what the word widow refers to, really is bereft or robbed, having suffered loss or left alone. When Paul talks about widows who are true widows, he's talking about women who have completely lost whatever source of provision and protection they have.
所以圣经在这里的意思是说，你要真正去教会，必须要真正帮助那些没有需、那些没有帮助、没有得不到帮助、真正需要的人、没有人依靠的人。如果他家里有孩子，应该由孩子来照顾他；如果那些没有孩子、没有孙子、家里完全没有人、没有依靠的人，教会必须要帮助他。
This passage is talking about a woman who has absolutely no means. She has no family to take care of her. She has no husband or relatives to feed her and protect her. And that is where the church needs to take on that responsibility.
所以这个是圣经里面的教导，我们必须教会呢，必须要照顾那真正有需要，当然包括把寡妇，但是不只停在寡妇，真正有需要的人，没有人依靠的人。如果我们看到有一个人真的有需要，他没有亲人，没有人够帮助他呢，我们必须要帮助他。
And this is the mandate of the church. And it is not limited to just widows. It is as we live and worship with alongside one another, we need to be helping people with real needs, people who do not have any help.
所以或许你们当时，哎呀，这边你看到这边讲寡妇，我们这边没有很多寡妇，所以不听这个道，不需要听这张道理。
So perhaps now you are thinking, well, there are no widows in this church, and therefore this might not be relevant to us.
所以这边讲的是真正有需要、没有人帮助的真为寡妇、真的需要的人呢，我们必须要帮助他。
But what we're talking about here are people who are in real need, who have no means of support whatsoever. The church needs to be helping people like that.
所以第一点呢，我们必须看到圣经很清楚，要我们帮助，要我们照顾真正的寡妇。
So the Bible is very clear on this. The church needs to support widows.
第二呢，我们要看到的教会必须要什么呢？必须要确定谁是真正的寡妇。
The second point is that the church needs to evaluate widows.
你看第四节,
look at verse 4.
若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中行孝，报答亲恩，因为在神面前这是可悦纳的。第五节，那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
Verse 4 says, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow, left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day.
那我们继续读下去，第六节说，但那些好宴乐的寡妇，就是有些寡妇真的没有办法，但是也有另外一种寡妇是好宴乐的，正活着的时候也是死的，这些事你要 嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
Let's read on. In verse 6, But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
啊，你不用担心啊，应该是下雨。Don't
worry, I think that's just rain.
所以这里讲到说，我们要教会必须要确定谁是真正的寡妇。And
so we see here that the church needs to evaluate who is a real widow.
教会实际上是必须帮助有需要的人。The
church has to help those who are in need.
但是教会不要使到帮助到一个程度呢，使到那些孩子不负责任。
Yet there is a point where the church should not help till the where it allows relatives to abdicate their responsibilities.
我们必须，你看到说，如果有儿女或者家里有孙子孙女呢，他们必须先在次序优先次序上，他们必须先照顾自己家里的人。And
we see from the reading of this passage that if the widow's family or children or grandchildren are there, they must first show godliness to their household.
所以在这边，如果你是虔诚的人，你 godly， 你必须像神真的有虔诚的，你向神有虔诚的，你必须要照顾自己家里的这个寡妇。That
tells us that if we are truly godly and we are people who love the Lord, then we must first take care of the widows in our house.
有些人说我是基督徒，既然是基督徒，你不照顾家人呢？你不信，比不信的人还不好。第八节，比不信，你是背弃真道，比不信的人不好。And
if you say, well, I'm a Christian, but if you're a Christian that does not provide for his own household, verse 8 tells you that you are worse than an unbeliever.
而且他说你背了真道， deny your faith.
In fact, the verse tells you that you have denied your faith.
所以作为我们这边就告诉我们，真正我们每一个人呢，必须要学习去照顾我们的家人。So
we understand from this that every one of us needs to be taking care of our families.
特别他这边讲说，报答就是 return to their parents， 意思说父母照顾一个孩子需要很多精神、很多金钱、很多能力，要照顾他二十几年、二十年，他让他长大很不容易的。The
choice of language here is return to their parents in verse 4, and that tells us that parents have put in a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of blood and sweat in order to raise children to 20 years old, and that is not an easy task.
所以我们必须要报答他。
And therefore we must return to our parents.
同时呢, 这样做呢, 是神所喜悦的。
Not only that, doing so is pleasing in the sight of God.
所以我们每一个人, 如果你是基督徒, 在这里, 每一个人都有父母, 你必须要照顾你的父母。
So all of us who are sitting here, those of us who are Christians, we must be taking care of our parents.
如果你不照顾你的父母, 你背弃了你的正道。
If you are not taking care of your parents, then you are denying your faith.
而且呢, 你比不信的人还要糟糕。
Not only that, you are worse than an unbeliever.
所以我们首先要审查自己。
So first of all, we need to be looking at ourselves.
在你还没有照顾你的其他的寡妇之前呢, 先要看好自己有没有照顾你的父母首先, 还有你的家人。
Before you look around you and look for widows to help, are you helping the people in your own household?
而且第八节说,如果你不看顾亲属,不看顾自己家里的人,更是如此。
In fact, verse 8 also says that if anyone does not provide for his relatives,
所以这个呢,非常重要。
So this is extremely important.
所以这个时候呢,我必须要跟大家讲。
So at this point, I would just like to say this.
我们必须要尊敬我们的父母。
We must honor our parents.
圣经里面很清楚告诉我们, 我们当孝敬父母。
The Bible is very clear that honor your father and mother.
但是我们在上个星期看到报章上面的这个例子, 对吗?
At the same time, last week we saw an article.
如果你有看新闻的话, 你会看到, 你有看报纸的话, 你看到这边呢, 这在这个新加坡呢, 有一个女儿呢, 掌掴她的母亲。
And this was with regards to a daughter who was filmed slapping her mother.
她的母亲在扫地，大概扫了不清洁，她掌掴了，又掌掴了，又掌掴，打她好多次。
And if you had been following the news, you would see that this video is about a daughter who had slapped her mother in the face several times.
但是我要告诉你一件事情，圣经里面很清楚教导我们，不但是要尊敬父母，不但要供养他，而且呢，连骂父母都不可以。
But I want to point out and clarify certain things. Yes, the Bible tells us that we must honor and provide for our parents, but it tells us that we cannot even scold our parents.
请你打开出埃及记第21章。
Please turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 21.
我要你自己看，然后画在你的圣经里面画线，把它强调。
I want you to see it with your own eyes and make a mark in your Bible.
你看出埃及记21章。
Exodus chapter 21.
我相信在新加坡，我们看到，其实在中国也是这样，看到很多人做这样对待他的父母。
And I'm sure we see this many times in the way people treat their parents here, maybe even in China.
你看21章17节。
If you look at chapter 21, verse 17.
他说，咒骂父母的必要致他死地。
It says, whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death.
你再看第15节。
Look also at verse 15.
他说，打父母的必要把他致死。
Whoever strikes his father or his mother shall be put to death.
所以你会看到这里很重要的一件事情，我们不但要尊敬，不可以骂他们，不可以打他们，而且要供养他们，要向他们显出尊敬来。
And so we are told to honor our fathers and mothers to provide for them. Not only that, we are not to scold them and most certainly not to strike them.
而且我们基督徒必须要在众人，在其他人走在前面，更好地彰显出神的旨意。
And as Christians, we really should be leading in this conduct.
所以我们要在前面做一个好的榜样，好的见证。
We need to be a good testimony. We need to be a good example.
虽然这件好像很琐碎的事情，好像这里是讲寡妇，的确这边讲寡妇，但是背后的旨意，神的旨意呢，就是要我们孝敬父母。
And while it seems like there is a very specific group of people that we're talking about here, widows, the thinking behind it is honoring our fathers and mothers.
所以我们必须要在众人面前显出我们听从神。如果你真的是爱主，你真的是基督徒，你真的是敬虔，你必须要孝敬你的父母。
If you are indeed a godly person, if you are indeed a Christian, then we must be honoring our parents.
我在这个大巴窑有这个年老的这个小组的时候，我去给他们看。 他们都很愤怒，大家都知道很愤怒。就算不是基督徒，因为我们那边是福音查信查经，很愤怒，为什么有这种事情？
There is a little Bible study that I was at in Toa Payoh, and as I talked about this, they were very passionate about indeed we need to be honoring our fathers and mothers.
所以你会发现呢，我们基督徒要做得好，不能够在这方面妥协。
So as Christians, we really need to be good testimonies on this matter.
那么回到我们今天的经文，我们今天的经文是说，我们必须要照顾真正的寡妇。
And as we come back to today's passage, the Bible tells us that we need to take care of those who are truly widows.
真正没有依靠的人，
those who truly have no means.
你看第五节，
look at verse 5.
他说那些真正独居无依靠，真是真为寡妇的。
In verse 5 it says, she who is truly a widow left all alone.
所以你看没有人可以帮助她。
And so we see that no one else is there to help her.
这是三个条件中的第一个。
And of the three criteria, this is the first.
第二个呢，是她是仰赖神的人。
Number two is she has set her hope on God.
所以这个仰赖神就是她是一个基督徒，她只靠神，没有人能帮助她了。
And this tells us that she is a Christian. She depends on God.
意思说她认识神。
It says that she knows the Lord.
第三个条件是她昼夜不住的祈求跟祷告。
The third criteria says she continues in supplications and prayers.
而且是昼夜不住的祷告。
Night.And day.
所以这边讲到这个妇人呢，这个寡妇呢，她第一她是无可依靠，第二她是信徒，第三呢她是一个很虔诚的一个人，一个寡妇。
In this verse, it tells us that the widow is left all alone without means. She is a Christian who has set her hope on God, and she is one who is faithful in praying.
所以我们发现呢。教会要帮助怎么样的人呢？教会 的资源很有限。
And so we see, at the very start, what kind of widows the church needs to be supporting.
第一呢，他必须要真的是为寡妇，真的没有人可以帮助他。教会如果帮不帮他，没有人帮助他了。
First, she needs to be a true widow.
第二呢，他必须是信徒。
Two, she needs to be a Christian.
你有没有注意到？这个是讲信徒。
Do you notice that we are talking here about believers?
现在保罗说我们要照顾自己家中自己家教会里面的信徒。
What Paul is saying here is that we need to be taking care of the people in our household, our church.
我们觉得很好奇，为什么保罗要讲是依靠神的？他不是说照顾所有的寡妇，教会没有能力，没有资源可以照顾世界上所有的寡妇。
Do you notice that Paul is talking about the people in the church and he is not talking about all the widows in the world because the church has no resources to do that.
所以我们教会呢必须首先要照顾自己家里，这就是我们教会里面有需要的人，这是优先权。
The church first and foremost needs to look after its own house.
所以我们在这里很强调，特别你看第七节。
Look at verse 17.
他说这些是你要嘱咐，你要吩咐，你要命令他们。
It says,
command these things, verse 7.
Verse 7 says, command these things.
啊，这个意思什么呢？要告诉我们，这个是命令，只有这样的人才能够受到教会的帮助。
He's saying this is an order, and only these kinds of people will be on the receiving end of the church's help.
所以你会发现，教会不是要帮助所有的人，我们没有这个能力。
So we see that the church has no resources to help all the world's people.
当然我们讲的这是在教会里面帮助这个寡妇，这个是长期的帮助。
But as we talk about how the church helps widows, we're talking about a long-term sort of help.
所以我们是不是可以需要帮助所有需要的人？当然我们需要帮助他，但是更加需要的是教会里面有需要的人，我们首先要帮助他们。
So should we be helping those who are in need? Yes, of course we should be helping those who are in need.But first priority is the church and our household.
所以他说呢，那个真为寡妇，什么叫真为寡妇呢？那是真的没有依靠的人，又是信徒，而且呢又是虔诚的人。
So who are the true widows? The true widows are those who have absolutely no means and no support, those who are Christians and rely on God, and two people who are true and faithful in their walk.
所以这个是我们必须要去给他们预备，要帮助他们的人。
And the church needs to be prepared to help these people.
特别你看第八节，他说， 那么当然这个教会帮助，但是首先又再回来说，首先呢，教会里面如果你家里有寡妇的，你必须要先帮助他们，不要给教会来帮助。
And then he comes back in verse 8 to say, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially members of his household, and he talks about how we need to first provide for these people before the church does.
看到这里他说 provide, 人若不看顾这个 provide 这个字呢，是事先预备好，就是说你有准备的去帮助他，所以你拿到薪水的时候，你拿到你的工资的时候，有一部分准备来帮助你的家人。
The language here is to provide for his relatives and suggests that this is an apportioning of your finances for these people. There is preparation involved.
所以呢，教会第一必须要照顾寡妇。
So our first point is that the church needs to support widows.
然后第二呢，你必须要真正找出这些真正的寡妇是谁，真正的有需要的人，真的没有依靠的，他是信主的，而且他是虔诚的。
Point number two, the church needs to evaluate true widows, and these are people who truly have no means.Are Christians and are faithful.
第三点
，Point number three，
教会呢要注册这是真正的寡妇。
The church needs to register true widows.
你看第九节跟第十节。
Look at verse 9 and 10.
他说寡妇记在册上的呢，必须是年纪要到60，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子，又有行善的名声，就如养育儿女、接待远人、洗圣徒的脚、救急。遭难的人借力行各样的善事。
Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband and having a reputation for good works. If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work.
所以他说，不但是你要知道谁是真为寡妇的，你要把它记在册上。
It tells us that.Not only do we need to evaluate true widows, we need to register these people.
有些人在这里呢，有两种看法。
Now over here, there are two different views.
有些人说，这里呢是指讲到说，教会里面呢，除了长老跟执事之外呢，还有一组人就是寡妇在教会里面做同工的。
Now on the one hand, one camp tells us that, apart from elders and leaders, there is another.Group of people who are widows who are working in ministry.
就是他们在教会里面拿教会的薪水，然后在教会里面做事。
And that means that they are in the church, they are employed by the church and getting some sort of a salary from the church.
所以这些人呢，他必须要有在他的册子上面在 enroll.
And therefore, these people need to be on a roll.
但是我不同意这个看法。
However, I'm not in agreement with that.
因为这里呢，上下文呢都是在讲照顾寡妇。
Because The context of this really is taking care of widows.
因为来到十六节，他还是结束的时候还是讲寡妇。他说：“你信主的妇女家中如果有寡妇，要自己先救济他们，不可累着教会。”所以他是在讲照顾寡妇，不是讲教会里面有另外一种工人叫做寡妇的工人。
And as we come all the way down to verse 16, it continues to talk about widows, where he says, "Any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them."The whole passage is talking about caring for the widows and not a special group of people who are ministering in church.
特别在第九节他说寡妇记在册上的必须要年纪必须要到六十岁。
And especially when it says in verse 9 that let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age.
你知道六十岁今天来讲呢六十岁你看我还是很强壮的。
In our modern day context, 60 years isI'm still very young, look at me.
但是你要记得写这本信书信的时候保罗写提摩太书信的时候那个是第一个世纪。
But when Paul was writing this letter to Timothy, it was the first century.
啊，那个时候的人呢五十多岁很多人五十多岁就已经去世了。
And at that time, lifespans were a lot shorter, and even at 50, a lot of people
were passed on. 那个医药不发达。
Well, the medical technologies weren't as advanced.
所以人来到六十多岁的时候已经非常老了，而且可能已经要有很多疾病了。
And at the age of 60, people are very much advanced in age and are possibly very ill.
保罗不可能叫说你去找那些要死的人来做教会的工人。
It cannot be that Paul is saying, go get those people who are at the twilight of their years to come and work.
所以这边，而且呢，这段圣经呢，它的文法，它的 grammar 全部都是 passive, 而且是 past tense, 就是 过去式的，讲以前他是这样，不是说现在他才是这样。所有的动词的 verb use 都是讲以前他是一个丈夫的妻子，拥有好名声等等，都是以前他做过的事情。
Not only that, if you look at the grammar of this passage, it is very often in the past tense, and talks about the things that they used to do.
所以这里讲的是说，真正的寡妇，什么叫做真正的寡妇呢？就是刚才我们所讲的那个三个条件，再加上她大概六十岁，然后呢，她是一个丈夫的妻子，然后她是有好名声，包括她养育儿女，她接待远人，她洗圣徒的脚，她救济有需要的人。
By that we mean in verse 10, she is a woman with a reputation for good works. She has brought up children, she has shown hospitality, she has washed the feet of the saints and has cared for the afflicted and has devoted herself to every good work. That is in the past tense.
所以在这里给我们看见呢，他说要注册那些真为寡妇，其实注册就是不要忽略，因为当时候以弗所教会很多寡妇，所以他不要忽略他们，好好的照顾这些人。
And so he's saying that these people need to be put on a roll so that they can be cared for.
所以在这边我们看见他说要注册这些寡妇呢，他有加上刚才三个条件，现在还加第四个条件，就是要六十岁以上的。第二呢，他要忠心于他的丈夫，那么第六点呢，就是他必须要有好名声。
So on top of the three guidelines or criteria that was given earlier on, he now adds several things. First, she needs to be no less than 60. She needs to have been the wife of one husband. And in verse 10, she has had to have a reputation for good works.
所以什么好的名声呢？
What is a reputation for good works?
她有名声是什么呢？她养育她的儿女。
She's brought up children.
而且呢，她接待有需要的人。
She's hospitable.
洗圣徒的脚就是这个是奴隶的工作，意思是她很谦卑。
Washing of feet is something that slaves do, and this talks about her humility.
而且她呢，她很愿意服侍人。
And she's very willing to serve.
那么她救济这个遭难的人。
She has cared for the afflicted.
这些都是善事。
And all these are good works.
而且她很有名声。
And she has a reputation.
所以这边讲到是什么呢？难道这些东西呢，只给寡妇，不给其他的姐妹学习吗？
Should these qualities just be for widows and not for all the women?
当然是每一个敬虔的妇女都是必须要这样的。
Of course, the implication is that all godly women should be this way.
所以基本上他是说，如果有真寡妇，什么叫真寡妇呢？真的有需要，她是信主的，是敬虔的，而且呢是什么呢？她有好的见证。
And so we come back to what is a true widow.She needs to have be a believer. She needs to be faithful, and she needs to have a good reputation, a good testimony.
所以呢，我们这些人要把它记录在册上，然后要长期的供养他们。
These people are people that we need to be taking care of in the long term and putting them on a roll.
那么那些年轻的寡妇怎么办
？What about young widows?
所以你看到我们这个第四点。
That brings us to our fourth point.
我们的第四点这里讲到说什么呢？他们必须是。必须教会呢，不但是要照顾真寡妇，确定真寡妇，要注册真寡妇，而且呢，要教导年轻的寡妇。
In addition to supporting widows, evaluating true widows, registering widows, the church also needs to instruct young widows.
这个年轻的寡妇怎么办呢
？What do we do with young widows?
你看第十一节
，Look at verse 11.
他说：“至于年轻的寡妇呢，就可以辞她，因为他们情欲发动违背基督的时候，就想要嫁人。他们被定罪是因废弃了当初所许的愿，并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲游。不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人把柄，辱骂的把柄，因为已经有转去随从撒旦的。”
Verse 11 tells us, but refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry. As we read on, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander.
所以这边告诉我们年轻的寡妇怎么办呢？年轻的寡妇呢，她说要辞他们，要 不准他们这个，其实这个字很严厉，就是 refuse， 就是很坚持不让他们记录在这个册子上。
He says here that refuse to enroll younger widows, and that language is a forceful, a strong word.
意思说，如果这些年轻寡妇，她应该什么？她应该再嫁人，不应该再只是他如果教会支持他，他什么都不用做，他就懒惰，然后他就闲游，然后就说长道短，然后好管闲事。
Paul's point here is that young widows need to remarry, and not be on the support of the church where they get lazy, they start being gossips and busybodies, and saying what they should not.
因为很多人想要教会支持他们，教会支持他们的时候呢，他就说：“好像我永远做寡妇，我不再嫁人。”然后他又年轻嘛，又想要嫁人，结果他们可能情欲发动的时候，他就违背了他起初所许的愿。
The trouble here was that the younger widows were drawn to that welfare that was provided by the church, and want to be widows because of that. At the same time, they're drawn away by desires for companionship and wanting to be married.
那么第十二节他说，他们被定罪是因为背弃了当初所许的愿。这个愿字其实起了背弃了当初的信心。
And in verse 12 it says, so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith.
所以这个英文字已经翻译出就是 former faith， 就是说以前他所相信。所以他讲的是有些寡妇，年轻的寡妇已经犯罪了，离开了耶稣，离开了基督，离开了教会，去随从他们的情欲。
And what he's trying to say is there are young widows who have forgotten the faith, left the faith in the church, and have gone off to pursue their desires.
所以他说不准年轻的寡妇来成为这个在这个册子上面。
And so he says, do not enroll young widows.
所以神的旨意是要年轻的寡妇做什么呢？去嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不要给敌人有把柄的来辱骂我们。
So God's will for these younger widows was to marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander.
所以这边给我们看到神给这个姐妹的旨意是什么呢？
And so we see from this what God's will is for women.
神的旨意是要姐妹结婚。
We see that God's will for women is for them to be married.
当然有些人是有神特别的恩赐，但是不是所有的人，大部分的人都是神要他们结婚，然后生养儿女。
While there are people with the gift of singlehood, in general, the will of God is for women to marry and to bear children.
然后呢，要治理家务。
And to manage their household.
治理这个是一个很强烈的字眼，就是说他是有权柄的来管理自己的家。
The language manage their households has an authoritative meaning behind it for them to control their house.
就是把他的家里管理得非常好，孩子听话，丈夫又很喜欢回家，很愿意在这个家里很幸福的这个样子。
And these are women who have control of their children and have got their household in order, and their husbands love to come back.
而且呢，不给敌人有机会来攻击我们。
At the end of the verse, it says.Giving the adversary no occasion for slander.
当然，这里说第十五节说已经有人犯了这个罪了。
Of course, in verse 15, it tells us that there are already people who have strayed after Satan.
所以保罗要写这封信，告诉他们说不愿意寡妇这样。
And that is why Paul has written this letter to tell them that look, widows cannot act this way.
所以今天我们跟大家思想的是什么呢？我们教会呢必须要照顾寡妇，但是更重要的是要照顾有需要、真正无依靠的人。
What we're talking about here today is that the church needs to be providing for and taking care of widows, but more than anything, people with needs, real needs.
所以我们的第一点是教会必须要照顾真正的寡妇。
So again, our first point, the church needs to support widows.
而且他必须要确定是真正的寡妇。
Not only that, the church needs to make sure these are true widows.
然后他要注册那个寡妇，最后呢，他要告诉那年轻人，你不可以成为教会的支持来，这个教会的不断的支持你。
The church needs to register them or enroll widows. And finally, the church needs to instruct young widows.
但是呢，今天的功课呢，超越寡妇。
But then the lesson for today's passage goes beyond just widows.
所以我们再强一次，教会必须照顾寡妇有或者有需要的人。
So we reiterate, the church needs to support widows.
但是当教会照顾有需要的人之前呢，不要因为教会照顾而使到他的儿女没有学会这个功课，所以必须要让信徒 知道他们必须先照顾自己的家人，当他没有的时候，我们才去照顾他。
But before we even get there, believers first need to support their own families.
今天呢，我们常常犯这个错误。
Today we are constantly going against that.
而且这些有很多非信徒来到教会呢，他也知道你们常常会帮助我。我们当中也有一些人不断的向教会的弟兄姐妹要钱，要又说我没有课本，又说我没有饭吃，我没有衣服穿。结果我们给了很多钱，结果他又没有上学，他也没有做他应该做的事情。当我不给他钱，他就不来。
And now there are people who exploit this. People who are unbelievers who come to the church.And exploit the kindness and the love of the people in the church. They ask for money, they are being provided for, but once that welfare stops, or once that provision stops, they don't come to church anymore.
So we ask ourselves, when we give him this help, is it that his father, his family, don't want to help him? He says, "Anyway, the church will give, we don't give, so they don't help him." Actually, we are tolerating them, letting them commit sin.
And we need to be careful that in that providing for these people.That their families and their relatives do not abdicate whatever responsibility they have to provide first for them for their own.
所以我们必须强调，如果你家里有人帮助你，我们不肯帮助你，我要你家人学会帮助你。
And so we must focus on, or we must emphasize the fact that if there are people in your household with the ability to help, they need to be helping you first and not the church.
第三点我们可以学到的功课就是，姐妹呢必须要遵守神给妇女的安排。
Our next lesson is that women need to obey God's design.
神的安排是你要有好的家庭，要有好的婚姻，你必须要照顾自己的孩子，必须要照顾自己的父母，你必须要照顾自己的丈夫，这个是神的旨意。
And that design for women is that women should be managing their households, being in marriages that are thriving, taking care of their children and taking care of their parents.
这是神这个给妇女的这个旨意。
And this is the will of God for women.
不要因为你很今天中国人、新加坡人、亚洲人，为了事业连家庭都不管。
The trouble in our modern day society is that for the cause of your career, you forsake the needs of your household.
把自己的孩子交给佣人，结果他长大了之后，这个孩子变成佣人。
We farm out our parenting to our domestic help.
结果呢，他变成佣人。
And therefore, they become
他有这个用人的态度、用人的想法、用人的这些不对的。这个孩子呢的价值观，他必须要学从他的父母里面学到神的话语。
As a result, their values, the way they behave, and everything is picked up from the domestic helpers and not their parents.
所以呢，我们必须要鼓励姐妹呢，你要按照圣经的教导过你应该有的生活。
And so we really want to encourage the sisters in this church to live according to the pattern and plan that God has for women.
这段圣经也教导我们最后一个功课，就是呢，我们教会呢必须要应用智慧来照顾信徒。
Finally, the next lesson is that church needs to exercise wisdom in helping believers.
刚才我们已经提到了很多这个非信徒他们来到教会。知道教会可以给他们金钱，给他们许多好处，所以他利用教会里面的弟兄姐妹做很多事情。其实这个我们要学会，要聪明。虽然我们需要有慈悲，我们必须要有恩典，但是我们也要聪明。
While we must be gracious and while we must be kind, the church needs to be discerning in who it helps. And as we said earlier on, there are many people who come to the church knowing that.Christians will extend this graciousness and make use and exploit it.
You know, 我们这边有很多弟兄姐妹，连家里的孩子很小。
There are a lot of brothers and sisters here in this church.
你的责任必须要照顾你家里的孩子、你的丈夫、你的孩子，甚至你的家人。
Your responsibility is to take care of your husband, your children, and your relatives.
如果你这个做不好，你还想，哎呦，我要去传福音，我要去。照顾很多其他的人，连忽略了自己的人，我说你比不信的人还不好，这个圣经的话。
But if you neglect all of those first priorities to say, oh, I need to go spread the gospel, I need to minister to other people, you are neglecting your own priorities, and I say you are worse than the unbeliever.
圣经说你必须要先照顾自己的家人，我们不要教会帮助他到一个程度，连自己他的家人他都不会帮助。
The Bible says you must first. take care of your household and not leave that for the church to be responsible.
我们要成为一个榜样, 让人家看到我们先照顾自己的家人, 照顾好了之后, 我们才能够帮助 他, 其他的人。 你很多人去帮助, 结果这样的孩子呢, 这个有意外发生啊, 有出现很多问题, 这是不对的。
And this is our first responsibility. Our household is our first responsibility. And if we do not take care of our children and our relatives, that is not right.
我看到有很多这些外面的这些信徒, 如果是信徒是好, 有些人不信的呢, 他自己也很健康, 他也能够做得事, 他也能够做很多事情, 不需要你去照顾他到一个程度, 你需要牺牲家人, 为了要载他来这边, 载他去那边, 需要做很多事情, 你第一件事情照顾好你的家, 这是神给你的旨意。
Your first responsibility is your household. There is no need to help people who have means of their own, who have abilities to go out, find jobs, and provide for themselves.
这个不单只是自己的家, 教会也是这样, 教会必须先照顾自己的信徒。
This does not just refer to your own household, the church is the same. The church needs to first take care of its own people.
你看到这段经文, 他说你要照顾真为寡妇, 什么真为寡妇? 他是无人帮助, 而且呢是 敬仰赖神, 就是说set了hope on God, 意思说他就是养信徒, 而且谦卑的, 我们先照顾他, 不是先照顾外面的寡妇。
These true widows are people who have been left alone to their own devices and people who have set their hope on God. We need to first take care of our own widows and our own needy.
所以不只是信徒, 教会也必须这样。
So it is not just the individual believer, the church needs to be that way.
我不是说不需要帮助别人。
Again, I'm not saying you don't have to help people.
我们如果我们有精神, 我们有多余的精神, 多余的钱, 多余的这个资源, 当然我们可以帮助, 但是第一要紧的是, 自己的家一定要管好。
If my resources are abundant enough that I might be able to help others, then great, but our first responsibility needs to be our own households.
或许我要大家看这段经文, 加拉太书第六章十节。
Perhaps I can refer you to this passage in Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
加拉太书第六章第十节, 这里说, 所以有了机会, 就当向众人行善, 所以你必须要向众人行善, 向信徒一家更当这样, 你看到有分别吗? 你是我要帮助所有的人, 但是如果你是信徒, 我更加要帮助你。
Galatians 6:10 says, So then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So we see that there are two groups here, and the household of faith is given extra special attention.
我们知道神也是一样。
We know that God is the same way.
你知道吗? 神对圣徒有特别的爱。
You know that God has a special affection for believers.
你相不相信这个神的选召, election?
Do you believe in the doctrine of election?
如果你相信神的选召, 你知道神对这些这一批人有特别的爱护。
If you do, then you understand that God has a special affection for this group of people.
我也知道神降雨给好人也降雨给歹人。
Yes,
好人, evil and good.
Yes, we understand that God gives grace both to the good and both to the evil.
我们叫做 common grace, 就是说神一般的恩典, 但是神对信徒有特别的恩典。
And that we know as common grace that is given out to everyone. But God has a special grace for those who are His.
所以我们必须先照顾好家里的人, 我们教会必须照顾好教会的弟兄姐妹的需要, 然后呢, 我们才去照顾其他的人。
And in the same way, we have to take care of our own. The church has to take care of its own before we look beyond the church.
今天教会里面,这圈子里面很多人说, 哎呦,我们要花很多时间做孤儿院, 我们要花很多时间做医院, 就成立学校, 甚至要影响整个政治。
There are circles in Christendom today who say we must be out there putting effort into creating social help for people who are in need.
我们叫做 social gospel, 就是社会福音。
And this is known as the social gospel.
但是我们担心的是, 我们花很多精神, 很多这个资源去做这些工作的时候, 忘记了传福音, 忘记了信徒的需要, 忘记了造就信徒, 忘记了我们要持守圣经。
Now the concern is that in our effort to go out and do that, we have forgotten the gospel, or we have forgotten the spread of the gospel, or we have forgotten our own people.
教会最主要的责任是什么?
What is the first responsibility of the church?
教会的这个最主要的责任呢？第一，它不需要传福音。
The church's first responsibility is that it needs to spread the gospel.
所以马太福音第二十八章十九节说，你要去传啊、这个使万民做我的门徒。
And therefore, Matthew 28, chapter verse 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
所以第一，教会必须要传福音，这不能够忽略。第二呢，教会必须要装备信徒，因为这个以弗所书说啊，神所赐的是有先知，有这个使徒，传福音的牧师、教师，为要什么成全圣徒，各尽其事。所以我们必须要成全、装备、建立圣徒。
So we cannot not spread the gospel. The second responsibility is that we need to edify the saints. And in Ephesians 4, it tells us that God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
So we need to equip, we need to encourage, we need to comfort, we need to make our believers mature.
So we must be equipping our saints, we must be building up the body of Christ to the point where they are mature.
So, 教会第一的必须要传福音，第二必须要建立信徒，第三呢必须要持守正道。
So the first thing is the church needs to spread the gospel. Number two, the church needs to edify the saints. Number three,
我们必须要持守正道。
We must contend for the faith, or we must entrench the truth.
当然，我们大家很熟悉的犹大第三节说，你要为从前一次交付我们的真道建立争辩。
And we're familiar with this verse in Jude 1 where it says, contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
我们这个做好，我们还有时间，还有能力，我们可以做其他的。但是这个是最主要的，我们不要粉末导致重要的那个优先次序必须要搞清楚。
And when we do this right, if we do this right, and we have additional resources for the work beyond the church, that's when we do it.
所以这里告诉我们，这段圣经告诉我们必须什么？我们必须照顾这个寡妇，是的，没有错。
So this passage tells us, one, the church needs to support widows.
但是呢，他告诉我们刚才我们所讲的第五节说要那独居无靠，第五节说真正为寡妇的是仰赖神，昼夜不住的祈求，这批人先照顾真正的寡妇。
It is the true widows that we take care of. And in verse 5, it tells us these true widows are left all alone, having set their hopes on God and continue in supplications and prayers.
所以这是信徒优先权。
And this is the
believers.
The believers' responsibility.
是我们首先要照顾信徒。
This is our first priority.
所以我们看到真为寡妇是什么意思。
So we see who true believers are, true widows are.
所以我盼望大家清楚知道神要我们照顾有需要的人，但是我们要把这个优先次序，它的 priority set right, 就是要清楚我们要怎么样来进行。
And so yes, as believers, we need to be helping those in need, yet we also need the guidelines and the priorities that help us do so.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that you have given us in 1 Timothy 5. We pray that, Father, as we come together as a church, that we might look around us for those who are in need, yes indeed widows, but widows of their own families, widows people who may not have the means, people who may not have ways to provide for themselves. Father, we pray that you will give us a heart that is tender and that is willing to help these people. We pray, Father, that you would help us to also honor the people who are first and foremost our responsibilities in our families, our immediate families, our relatives, and then our church. We pray that, Father, as we do so, you would grant us discernment as we seek to help, as we seek to provide for others. We pray that you would help us to not abdicate our own responsibilities first, that we might do that well and then look beyond the church. We pray that this church will be a church that is compassionate and loving to one another in Jesus' name. Amen.